Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Blame it on the elevation and the alcohol, because the Real Housewives girls, oh, the Real Housewives of Dallas girls, are turning up the drama. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
We are blaming it on the alcohol this episode.
This is me taking a fake shot. My tequila and fireball.
Yeah, the Spitfire. Half tequila, half fireball. Would you do that?
Never.
For sure. I mean, I'd do it.
You guys, I just did a shot of tequila or fireball and Bailey's, and it was so delicious.
Really?
Was it?
Mm. I don't like fireball. I don't like anything cinnamon. That's just too hot for me.
I like fireball.
It's just not... I like real masculine drinks, like Sex on the Beach. The real pink ones.
Like a Cosmo.
Yeah, with a pineapple.
Exactly.
And cherry.
Real masculine men's drink.
Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We are all here. We got a full panel.
Yes.
And
yes.
We are talking episode 4, season 3, Real Housewives of Dallas. I'm Rachel Robillard, and with me, I got my awesome co-host. We got Jesse.
Hey, guys.
We got Grant.
Hey, guys.
And we got Shanti.
What's up, guys?
We're going to have a good time talking about this episode.
And join us in the live chat.
Yes, join us in the live chat, and we'll give you a fun little shout out. Yes.
Yeah, and if you're listening after and you can't join us in the live chat, tweet us and let us know what you think of the show, too. You know, yes. I feel like it's like keep the conversation going.
Comment, totally. Like, subscribe.
We there love talking about Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes,
that's for sure.
I do.
So this is day 2 at Beaver Creek. No beaver liquor was mentioned. You know, it took Shanti and I a little while to understand what the joke was with beaver liquor.
We get it.
But we got it.
I love this house.
Yeah.
This is something that I've always wanted to do. Go away, like, to some chalet or something and really unplug. And very, like, I'm really not that type of guy that would, like, snow and stuff like that. But to me, it's just so cozy. Even though the house is a monstrosity, it's huge. It just seems like a nice getaway. You know,
right?
I really love the house.
Yeah, I mentioned last episode how this Cameron's house was mentioned in People magazine and what it's worth, the 6.5 beds, an elevator, bowling alley, gym, you name it, they got it. And
I want to point out one thing she said last week that made me laugh just real quick. She said, like, I'm not used to this. I grew up in Montecito, and Montecito is where Oprah lives. It's not like she grew up in, like, I grew up, like, in the South Side somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, you definitely come from, like, privilege, and you have plenty. I love her.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, okay, so you didn't have a cabin in the woods. Like, oh.
She also said no need to, you know, dress really fancy. We're going to a cabin, but, you know, they're all in... They're faux fur and cute AF outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say they all look amazing.
To the nine.
Yes, and the eyelashes and all. Cannot forget that. But we start out with bringing up drama from last week's episode about we're not going to bash her for adopting a baby. So what are y'all's thoughts on Stephanie and Cameron's drama based on the adoption of a baby?
I mean, I said it last week, I'll say it again. Cameron just has a way of making every single situation about herself, and it's just taking away from the whole reality that Brandy is adopting a baby, which is a great thing. And I was on Carrie's side. Like, why can't Cam just let it go? She just badgers and just doesn't let it go, and it's kind of frustrating to watch as a viewer, especially because she's wrong in this whole situation. She misheard Stephanie. Stephanie didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's kind of like just a whole fight about a misunderstanding of words.
My take on the whole thing is I feel like going back to the party where she was joked with or she probably would view as being lied to by Stephanie. The whole thing with her, I think she feels that she's not in on the inside joke. And I think perhaps we've all been there where two people are making an inside joke or there's something going on that you're left out of. And she's emotional. And I think she took it to the next level. And I think she's also one of those types of people that has to kind of get the whole picture of things. I worked with someone like this who they have to ask a million questions, almost so much in the weeds where it really doesn't matter. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, maybe that's a character trait of hers. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's terrible, but I think that it can be a little annoying when you have to know every little piece of something to try to really understand it. Sometimes it's just easier to be like, you know what? None of my business. Yes.
Right. Well, and one thing that she said in her blog was that Brandy, on the show, it looks like Brandy only had this baby for a short time. But mm-hmm. she was saying it was like months that she had had the baby before this party. And that Cameron actually hung out with her during those months. And she didn't tell her. So she felt like, you know, if we were good friends.
Yeah, if we're great friends, why wouldn't you tell
me? And I do think that's like kind of weird. Because that would be really hard to hide that you had a new baby. But at the same time, I thought it was only a couple weeks, but she was making it sound like it was like could have been like 3 months. So right. At that point, I'm like, all right, if that's true, what Cameron's saying in her blog is true, then I could see why she's kind of like hurt by it. Mm-hmm. But at the same good time, point. I don't like to hold on to things, so I would have just kind of been like, whatever.
Well, I will say one other thing. Sometimes it can hurt when you think you're better friends with someone than you really are.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think Leanne said it very well in the car. Leanne was like, are you upset with the words or the intentions? And I feel like Cameron was so stuck on how Stephanie said it. And so she was like, you're lying. You said it, you know, she just interpreted it wrongly, incorrectly, what Stephanie was trying to say. But I think I think Cameron was more hurt by the intentions and she just held on to the words. So it was more like, are you upset with what she said, how Stephanie said it, or are you upset with Brandy? And I feel like, which one was it? And I hope this is a argument that was squashed and not to be brought up next episode. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they're on good terms now, right? Wouldn't y'all say mm-hmm. that they're okay now, that they're good?
Yes.
I mean, did you guys originally think Stephanie was going to leave?
They made it look like it.
Yeah. Cameron was like, I don't want her here.
Even I fell for that one,
Yeah, we did fall for that one.
Yeah,
because it shows her getting in the car and going away, and then all the other scenes that they showed, they didn't have Stephanie in it. So you definitely thought that she wasn't going to be there. So good job, Bravo.
Yeah. I guess. If you want to fool the viewer, I guess. Right. I mean, you can just be straight up with me. I'm still going to watch, but,
So it was more like the tease from last episode was her going to Italy by herself.
Right.
And her leaving for the next day.
Well, speaking of going to Italy by yourself, if you are traveling all the way to Italy, one good thing that you will need is a good podcast.
Ooh, so true.
Yes. So, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jessie. Right?
So the girls are going snowmobiling. Have y'all ever been snowmobiling before?
Never.
No, but it looked so fun.
Oh, right? I would too.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
And they paired up. So Cameron and Carrie were together, Deandra and Leanne, and of course the dynamic duo, Stephanie and Brandy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it made sense which person was with which on the snowmobiles. And so they get up to the top of the mountain, and that's when Deandra wants to hash out her and Brandy's drama about the Adderall usage. Yeah. So what is y'all's opinion on that situation with them bringing it back up? And what I've realized, and I don't know about y'all, but they keep bringing up drama from other episodes and from other situations that I'm like, wait, what is the new things that are going to be. Mm-hmm. And we were going to talk about later on in this episode that there's a lot more drama that was just stirred for episodes to come. Mm-hmm. But what do y'all think about the whole Adderall abuse? And do you think it's okay that she would have said that and that all of that? What do y'all think?
I mean, just like you said, it's just bringing up old stuff. So it's hard as a viewer to watch. It's kind of boring, especially when they've already had this whole conversation. They've hashed it out and you thought that they were good. And now she's opening it up again. Brandy is just super dramatic. I think that I said this before. If she didn't have a problem abusing Adderall, then she wouldn't be that angry about it. But that's for some reason, she's really sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of odd. But I don't know. Again, just so dramatic. Let it go. You already talked about it.
I think she was upset about the Adderall abuse alleged comment because she was in the adoption process. Mm. But at the same time, you have to realize that you're on a reality show. And with that comes a whole bunch of mess. A lot of rumors and Page Six articles and Daily Mail nonsense. So, you know, she kind of that kind of comes with the territory. It's weird, though. Why wouldn't she listen? Maybe she did listen to the podcast where Deandra did say that. It's just so silly. Like, you could settle that by listening to it. I mean, like, what was the intention here? Mm-hmm. Was my name in her mouth, or was she talking about women in Dallas using Adderall in general? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a simple thing to get to the bottom of, I think.
Yeah. Was it an article or a podcast?
It was a podcast.
Oh, it was a podcast. Yeah. Okay.
So that, to me, is, you know, a quick one to figure out. This one is almost the reverse of blaming on the alcohol, because they were sober, and they were high up in the sky. And did you notice that I don't know if anyone would notice, the music they used when they got to the top kind of sounded a little bit like the Dynasty theme song, and it channels, like, Colorado and Denver and all that. And I just picked up on that. I watched these shows way too closely. I'm sure nobody was angling for that, but...
I missed that.
Yeah. See? It had a little twinkle to it when they arrived at the top. Yeah. Some Dynasty fan, right? maybe edited that. Probably some.
Sure, there's some
in
here.
Yeah.
And, well, so Deandra, in response to Brandy, says, well, I have ADD too. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Brandy's like, oh, I understand now that they both share that in common. And what she said on her one on one was that, oh, she's probably saying that because now I understand why she doesn't want it to be misused. Right?
And yeah, so
it makes sense.
Yeah,
for
I don't
her.
Know how that makes sense though.
I was like, oh, but I'm like, okay, that means they hashed it out. And you know it's real when they hash it out when they start making snow angels together.
Yes.
So that was their peace treaty. They're like, let's be friends, let's make snow angels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it ended, the feud between Brandy and Deandra.
Put it to bed.
Yeah. Quickly.
I don't want to hear about it again.
Yeah. Right? Me neither.
Right? And then they all go to lunch after snowmobiling because according to Cameron's itinerary that she made, lunch was next after snowmobiling. And then Leanne made up a very interesting topic of conversation. She started off saying, if y'all didn't have any food or water, would y'all eat each other?
If you're lost in the snow, would you eat a friend?
Would you eat a friend? Would you eat one of us?
I can live without that whole scene in this episode. Like, where they have to go around the table, who would be the most tasty and all this? Like, give me a break.
Right? I mean,
No.
And they were very first to jump, like, oh, well, Deandra would. I'm just like, whoa, I wonder where that kind of stemmed from, where it's like, why Deandra would be the first person to eat a friend. And then Stephanie is like, oh, well, I would eat my booty because that's, like, the most cushion. And in my head, I'm like, Stephanie, you do not have much cushion.
No. Sorry.
I mean,
we saw her booty. Wasn't she here last year?
That girl's skinny.
Yeah. Anyway.
So if you guys were lost in the snow, would you eat your friend?
No.
No.
I don't enjoy eating.
I don't even enjoy eating.
What?
I'd probably die.
You don't enjoy eating?
Weird, I'm a total weirdo. I would prefer to live on a liquid diet. I'm a total weirdo when it comes to food.
I'm more just jealous of that situation.
That being said, I am thinking about leaving here and going to In-N-Out, so who knows?
There you go. Balance.
Yes.
You go from, like, not eating to straight up eating.
Liquid diet.
Cannibalism is never attractive to me. I have no plans to participate in that in my life, even in the most dire of circumstances. So,
right?
I thought it was funny.
Go catch a fish.
I would eat Deandra because she is like has that little cushion
she
in
does.
The booty. You know, tasty.
Yeah. Okay, I've never really thought of eating my friends.
No.
And you know, I don't know why Leanne even brought that up. That was a real. I just thought weird. That was just weird. As you said, I feel like that could have been cut out. That could have been left unsaid. Yeah. Was that just a conversation because they didn't know what to talk about because they weren't drunk enough? I don't know. But they did get drunk because that's when the Spitfire wasn't created, and that's when the half tequila, half Fireball was created, and that's what we were talking about early in this episode. So yeah, I'd drink it, and I feel like all of us would. And
we might have it right now.
Yeah,
no Fireball for me.
Definitely, much that. Try it out. Feel like that's the new drink. But you said you don't like cinnamon? You're not a big cinnamon drinker?
No,
I don't like cinnamon. No.
All right, it's a part of your liquid diet. What's the problem?
Yeah, right.
like, I don't know, what are they called? Like, oh, never mind. A lemon drop.
A mojito?
Yeah, that's what I'll have. I'll have that in the mountains. I'm sure it'll be really festive.
Very festive. Yes, and so then later on the night, they have a glory night. They're all still friends, yada, yada. And then we go to commercial, and then that's when we come back from commercial, and Deandra is telling... Oh. No, excuse me. No. That's when Brandy is talking to Stephanie about what happened at 3 a.m. when the cameras were shut off. And that was when Deandra and Leanne apparently had this whole-on argument about who's the queen of the group.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. Like, right. When they first mentioned the fight and what it was about, I was like, oh, no, that's not right. And I was like, what does this fight mean? What could they possibly be fighting about? And then they, like, kept talking about it, and it was the fight. They were arguing about who is the bigger queen of the group. It's just, like, ridiculous. Yeah. And off camera, so you know that it's not even for the cameras? That's the weirdest part.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the craziest thing, is that it was a legit fight.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I was all caught up about this, because I was like, wow, this is the second time in recent Bravo history that a large fight / storyline was not seen on the show. And I couldn't recall what it was, but it was on OC Housewives this year with Gina being thrown out of Emily's house.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been talking about that, but we never saw it. We never really saw the circumstances. So it's tough for me to take any type of a side when I didn't see it. But I'm concerned about Leanne, because we're not seeing her lose her mind. She's very measured and very careful with her words and her hands. And, you know, I'm just, like, worried. But I remember when I spoke with her a while ago, I was like, you know, because she was saying, I've taken a major step back. And I was like, what does that mean for the show? And she's like, don't worry, my confessionals are good. So I'm like, well, we better have a moment. And yeah. I was hoping we would see, like, a cell phone shot or something of that. But I want to see Leanne get nuts.
I do, too. And so, and remember last season, that's when cameras were turned off and the phones were put on when Leanne lost it in... It was a trip as well, and
yes.
She lost it. And
chasing around someone with a knife.
Yeah, exactly. Chasing someone around with a knife, and I was like, "Whoa, this is good content." I just thought, like, exactly, a camera would have been brought up, but as I said at the beginning of this the season, I have a feeling that they really did want, or like Leanne specifically, she told us that she doesn't want to be known as the victim, as the villain. Mm-hmm. She's the villain.
True.
In past seasons, she's been known as the villain, and just, you know, it's has been very her against everyone else. And I can tell with this season, she is very much, you know, she's meditating and doing her thing of mental health to be more calm. But I 100% can see this argument happening of her claiming the crown and saying that I am the queen of this group. Because when Brandy said that, I felt like when watching this with y'all, you're like, did that actually happen? There is no proof. But right when those words came out of her mouth, I was like, yeah, that is so Leanne claiming her territory and marking that, yes, B words, little bitches, I am the queen. And don't you forget, I might not be holding that main star, Brandy is, but she's still claiming her position. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a huge crack in their relationship, and I think it's only going to get wider and more crazy from here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's more to it. When you get into a petty fight like that, there's more to it, I think.
Totally true.
It's more personal than it's about a title.
There's something deeper going on. It's not what they're fighting about. It's just something
between them, Deandra and Leanne.
And you can see, even in these interviews, it's not so much Leanne, but when Deandra slammed Leanne 2 or 3 times tonight. And she said, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, with things with the marriage and or the waiting on the marriage. But she really didn't hold back against Leanne. And you can see that things are starting to unravel already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. We're going to have to talk about that a little more. But so when Stephanie and Brandy were talking, that's when Stephanie leaves and then Brandy goes straight to Cameron and was like, let's do a pageant contest to see who reigns the queen. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And Cameron's like, oh, wow, I feel so loved that Brandy asked me to be a judge with her. But y'all know the reason why Brandy asked Cameron to be a judge with her is because Stephanie had just left to go to Italy. Let's be for real.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Can I just say something about Cameron? I want to like her so bad, but it's hard because she's not relatable because I don't feel that she's genuine.
Interesting.
There's no cracks in her personality. Every thing that she says in her interview is, like, totally planned in her little girly, ditzy voice to, like, make a point. Like, it is funny and it is entertaining, but I don't truly feel like I know Cameron.
See, I feel weird about that because I see what you're saying, but I actually like Cameron, but I feel the same way about Carrie, and I don't
You've always
like,
felt
yeah,
that
you've
way.
You've always felt that towards and, Carrie.
But I don't.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel
I
like Carrie's
like
the
Carrie.
Most real.
And so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I feel it. I don't know. So I don't know. I'm going through the same thing, but I actually like Cameron a lot. I don't know. I think she's funny.
You know, this came up last season, even with Leanne. I think when she was here as a guest, and she said, people say that about her, but that's really who she is. And the more I've watched her in different circumstances where she's not so, like, I agree, her interviews are so polished. But even in situations of drama where she's drinking, where she's tired and all stuff, she really is kind of keeping up the same persona. And I think that's the real her. I'd like to be friends with her and just see what it's like. I just like to see what it's like. Yeah.
With Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There just has to be a moment where she cracks and, like, laughs at herself or laughs at the situation or something to give away that she is genuine, and I haven't seen that yet. And maybe I won't see it. Maybe you're right. Maybe that is just 100% her. Mm. But I don't know.
I want to see what she's like when she's really pissed. You know, like, someone cuts you off and it's like, you know
we saw
I mean?
Last
like,
week. In the fight, in the kitchen.
Yeah. I feel like that was her breaking moment.
Yeah, but even that was very, like, you know, not, for the lack of a better term, very pageant in a way, which is great for her, but, you know, I don't get, when I get down, I get angry, so.
Yeah, well, Cameron, we have to remember her Westcott name. In my opinion, she's probably not allowed to say certain things because of her name and her brand and her marriage to the Westcott name, so I feel like she's very careful on what she does say and how she says things. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like we're seeing a lot more of her compared to the last season she was on season 2.
I do agree with you, yes.
Because she is getting a little more feisty and she is stirring the pot a little more and she is holding on to grudges. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess I want her to have more fun. You know, she even said, like, oh, I can have fun, you know, without having sex toys. But I still feel like I need a little more fun.
Out of context, that makes this show sound like a mess.
We all remember chocolate or whatever.
Yes.
You can't forget about that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like I can't relate to her because, I don't know, it's just nothing that she does has substance. Like the dog food thing. Like it just
Sparkle
seems like,
dog.
It seems like a joke to me. So it's... She's passionate about it, but it's hard for me to be passionate about it because it just seems so silly and stupid. And then all the arguments that she has with the girls, they're so stupid, and she mishears someone, and then she gets angry. So that has no substance. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Right?
Well, I mean, she has been, especially last season, painted more in a comedic light of, like, you know, that really was her only thing, was the dark food line. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think now would be a good time to introduce something a little more serious, something that's going on in her life or something that really carries a little more weight. And I'm so fine. I thought about it. I'm fine seeing what happens next with the Sparkle Dog, but that can't be the only storyline. Mm-hmm. You got to see a little bit more. And I'd love to see more of the homes. I know she's got another place in California that I'd love to see. I love that lifestyle stuff.
Yeah, you know? Let's have more PJ events on the PJ.
I want to see more her and her husband.
Yeah.
Because I think that they have an interesting dynamic that I don't think is fake. And I want to see that.
Right.
Because I think that sometimes he puts her in her place, which not really many people do. Like, the girls don't really put her in their place that often.
Right.
And so, like, when he calls her out and he's like, I'm not going to invest in your business. You know what I mean? I think that dynamic is interesting.
I think you like to see her have a dose of reality.
Yeah.
You know? Which is,
yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, Cameron and Leanne have a big reality check for day 2 where they go off their itinerary and Leanne and Cameron went to get massages. So they had a powwow of what's happening and all that good stuff. And then Carrie went to go ski. And then Brandy and Deandra went shopping. So now they're friends again. Mm-hmm. They made snow angels, and Brandy and Deandra are friends again. So they go shopping, and they didn't just go shopping. They went, like, cha-ching shopping.
Yeah.
So Deandra ended up spending nearly $4,700 on boots, a buckle, and a hat.
Three things, people. Yeah. Three things.
Yeah. And she's supposed to be on a budget, according to her. I'm
right?
Like,
yeah,
I wish.
Because of her business. And I mean, and, you know, the elevation and the alcohol wasn't there had to help out. They were taking shots, drinking champagne. What was his name? Rory there to kind of like, yeah, you should try this and that. And
oh, he was really playing up to that.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah, he was. Oh, he was all about them coming
Big
in.
Big mountain man.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, because they were been saying like, we used to hate each other and now we're best friends. And like, well, this is that's what the fresh air in the mountains will do to you. So,
and the tequila.
Okay, Rory. Yeah. Yeah. And the tequila and champagne, that's for sure.
I hope he gets some commission because he made some money off those women.
Right?
I mean,
yes. Yeah, and she almost bought a $2,000 necklace. And she and Deandra was holding on to it tight because it had military symbolization to it. And her husband, her hashtag sexy hubby or hot hubby is what she says on her Instagram, was in the military for 22 years. So she held on really tight to that, like, should I get it, should I not? And that's when she's like, well, I am on a budget because of the family business.
You are?
But she ended up spending over $4,000 instead. But
interesting,
you know,
budget.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. I mean, that's not
in my budget, but
not in our budget by any means. You can find me at Ross.
Yeah.
So, but the only requirement in the itinerary that was, you know, not a real itinerary was that you got to show up for dinner. So everyone showed up for dinner.
Yeah.
And not, you know, I was expecting, you know, Cameron style fancy dinner, but it was a buffet with other people there.
That was shocking.
Yes, I know, right?
Yeah, I didn't really endorse that. You know, I think if you're gonna have like they have like an in home, she has like in home help. You know,
yeah,
wouldn't expect
they
to cook.
Had a private
they had a chef. Yeah, they had a chef, yeah.
A private chef to buffets.
Yeah, I mean, no good.
Listen, Grant, I love food like no other. The one thing I don't like is buffets. I don't know why it grosses me out. The food is sitting there. Yeah. It's like it's been cooked for a long time ago. Everyone's like touching it. It's just gross
true.
To me. And housewives. They deserve a better budget than that, okay? They need to be, like, at a fine dining place. You're trying to tell me that they can't find a place in Vail, Colorado to go to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, my mother always used to say with buffets, you don't know who's been breathing all over it. And so every time I see a buffet, I think of that. It'll right. definitely, you'll lose your appetite a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all over that mac and cheese.
Carrie, I mean, I would be, too.
And Cameron, they're all over that mac and cheese.
That's what I would get.
I would be, too. I mean,
yeah.
Not saying I wouldn't eat the whole buffet, just it's not my favorite, you know?
Yeah. Higher standards over here.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I would, when I think buffet in their terms, I'm like thinking like Fogo de Chao when they, you know, have the green card versus the red and they come around with the food. But hey, you know, I'm glad they looked like ordinary people in that situation. So they obviously start bringing up some drama during this time, and that's when they go into the pageant. They bring up the argument from the night before. Brandy specifically brings up the argument from the night before how Deandra and Leanne were talking about who's the queen of the house, the queen of the group. And it's interesting, if y'all caught it, when Brandy brought that up, Leanne was kind of fast to be like kind of, she kind of shook her head like, let's not talk about it. And it was interesting to me because I think she, like, with the cameras off, everyone assumed that the cameras were off, and I could tell like when that got brought up, it was she was kind of like, oh gosh, like we're about to talk about that and about to hash this out, and I thought that was interesting, and that's when Brandy was like, okay, let's actually have a pageant and see who is the queen. And I mean, Leanne tried to defend herself. I was like, it was friends, like, you know, friends hashing friends things out. And but Brandy's like, oh no, we're gonna go through with this pageant to see who really is the queen of the group. And so that's when Leanne was really quick to be like, well, I was in pageants. She was Miss 1989 USA.
Seven televised pageants. Good
right?
for her.
And that's when Deandra's like, oh, like I'm at a disadvantage because of that. I mean, did y'all know that? Did you guys know she was in pageants?
I knew that she was in Miss Congeniality.
Yes, exactly.
Leanne posted on her Instagram today that she was in Miss, or her story, one of the two, that she was in Miss Congeniality. So that was interesting.
And Brandy used it as a slam last season. She did, they threw it in her face when she was talking about her story. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys see those pictures that they were showing of all the pageants? She had like blonde, curly hair. Mm-hmm. Like she looked like a completely different person.
Yeah. She did.
I was surprised. And also, I thought that she did a great job in the mock pageant. I would have voted for her as the winner. But she was great,
right?
Respect. She's an OG on this show.
Oh, yeah.
She's carried this show for the last 3 years. Give her the crown.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure. So, and that was the question is Brandy asked, like, what do you do with your hands, or what can you do with your hands? And they're all making jokes like, oh, cut people with them. But she made, Leanne made the reference of, oh, I pray with my hands.
I hold a homeless man's and a veteran's hand.
I reach out to others with my hands.
Yeah, and she did a good job.
She did a great job. But her doing such a great job kind of comes off like a fakeness to me. And how if she can be that quick on her toes to be a Southern Belle charm, and how quick can, you know, how genuine is that?
But that's what pageant girls are.
That's true.
They can turn it on and off immediately, and they can have the answer that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. It was very pageant.
My opinion. I think that she's good at it. I think she does a good job.
Well, the other thing is like, if you were just in a fight about this, I know this is a stupid subject, but like the next day, if somebody was like, oh, come on, let's do a pageant, wouldn't you? Like, they're good sports for even saying
for
that
they're agreeing to it.
Yes. Because I'd been like, you know what? I've had enough. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm not talking about this anymore.
I thought the pageant idea was super funny. Like, I was like, I should do this with my own friends. Yeah. But, and I kind of just forgot about the whole fight. Like, I didn't involve that into the pageant. I just thought it was like kind of funny and goofy.
Yeah.
But then it just kind of relayed into the bigger issue between Leanne and Deandra.
Yes.
That's for sure. Mm. Yes.
Which also, by the way, the transition, mm-hmm. how Brandy was like, all right, you guys do a question about yourself, or you guys ask each other a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let me know what you think, because I love how you talk about like behind the scenes, producers, reality TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deandra's like transition into the question was so weird. She was like, do you think I'm happy? Oh, well, if you think I'm happy, are you happy? So why are you? Like, it just seemed to be like such a producer moment kind of thing. Like, okay, make sure you ask her somehow in this pageant. Yeah. It was just so
randomly.
Ask
somebody that, do you think I'm happy in my relationship? Like,
it was just, it didn't seem like, it just didn't seem like she was bringing it up. It had nothing to do with what they were talking about. It had nothing to do with the pageant.
Yeah. I will say, when I was with Leanne, she was not happy with Deandra, to say the very least, and she doesn't totally believe that those two have the best marriage. So that's why I think there's something to that question. Like, do you think that I really, like, have a good marriage or not? Like, something like along that line. Because I feel like maybe she's heard Leanne say things in the past. There's something there. Mm. There's something there.
Obviously, there's something there. That's what we're getting into. I think we're getting into the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
well, it's a relevant question, but I feel like it was a relevant question because Brandy says, okay, it's y'all's turn to ask each other a question. And I felt like Deandra's question was a leading question. Well, it's like, well, if you think we're happy, you deserve the happiness that we have. Mm.
No, I get it. Like, it's a question, but like, they're having this mock pageant. They're talking about funny things, praying with your hands, reaching out to people, like curtsying, like it's a joke. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she's just like diving into some extremely personal question that I thought was really inappropriate.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Whenever any of these women open the door and ask someone a question, it never goes well. Remember on the Atlanta, that Ask Marlo thing? Just in general, like, you have the floor. And it always gets really personal and nasty.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't surprised.
I'm kind of on Leanne's side with this. Like, obviously there is something going on. We know that. We're going to get into that this season, right? Why is Deandra calling her out? Especially on TV. Especially, like, in this playful situation. Like, if you're that close to someone and you know that there's issues with someone's marriage, why are you saying, why aren't you getting married? What's taking so long?
Like, well, so Deandra wrote in her blog, because I love Deandra and I love Leanne, and like, I was so hurt that this is going on, but she was saying that she, you know, like, they're best friends, and like, she wants to see her friend be happy, and she wants her friend to get married, and you know, like, you get excited when your best friend's getting married, like, you want to go and do all this wedding planning and
the
this.
Parties, yeah.
And it's not happening. So she's like, what's going on? Like, is there, like, tell me what's happening. Like, I want to know what's going on. At the same time, I do agree with you. I'm on Leanne's side. I think that this is not the appropriate time. Because even if they are all really good friends at this point, like, do you really want to be discussing something that deep with all of these women? Maybe with your best friend, maybe. But
I mean, that makes total sense what you're saying. But then if you're that close of a friend, you pull them aside, say, hey, I'm like, is everything going on? Like, is everything okay? Do you need anything? Not, why isn't this happening? Why aren't you getting married? And then bringing it up in, like, you know, a superficial situation at dinner.
I agree.
Because we also have to backtrack that they are such great friends, and Leanne is the reason why Deandra got on the season last season, because they are such great friends, and that Leanne was a part of Deandra's wedding. Leanne was a bridesmaid in Deandra's wedding. And so I feel that, like, oh, you know, the roles are about to be reversed, that Deandra would be a part of Leanne's wedding. And so she's, I feel like out of all the girls, Deandra is a little more invested in this wedding conversation because that's, she wants what's best for her and that mm-hmm. she wants to be a part of, like, what you all said was yeah. about just, like, the parties and the celebrations. And but let's go to Leanne's answers. So Deandra says, why do you think you can't be happily married like I am? And then Leanne immediately says, well, it's Rich. It's his eye. It's his eye. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, Deandra kept pushing. And then she changed her answer. Well, okay, it's me. So do you guys just feel like that was a defense mechanism of her just, you know, instead of originally just going saying, okay, it's Rich. No, actually, it's me. Where do you guys stand with the way she responded to her question?
I mean, I don't know. For some reason, like, I just feel sensitive about this topic. I don't know why. Like, I can't relate to it, but it just struck a chord. Like, I just want to shield Leanne. Like, it's her own business. Obviously, something's going on. She doesn't want to talk about it. She's clearly saying she doesn't want to talk about it. She's uncomfortable, and she's nice about it. She's not starting drama. She's not starting fighting. She's just saying, you know, whatever the case, and they just keep picking at her. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
it's weird that she, like, made up two different reasons why they're not getting married, like, right after another. Like, that's awkward. But I don't know. I'm just, like, I feel sensitive for her for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Was it me or looking at Leanne in that moment? I felt like she was ready to explode, but she didn't want to say, not in a bad way, not in a fighting way, but that there was something on her mind, but she knew that it wasn't the time, place, the group of people to say things. And there's something else to it. I can understand, you know, she definitely has her insecurities. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm sure, a big part of it. And she doesn't want to put herself in a situation where someone's going to leave her again. Mm-hmm. I get that, you know. And she could view getting married as setting herself up for a big failure and for being, you know, literally dumped once again. And the fact that her fiancé has been married three times is a major red flag.
Oh, totally. I mean,
y'all, huge red flag.
Yeah.
Rich has been married three times before. And like Leanne said, divorce is an option for Rich because he's done it three times before. What says he can't do it again with Leanne if they were to get married?
I don't see, when you reach a specific age, the value in having to run to get married. I think you could have a long engagement. Mm-hmm. But in these are special circumstances for different people because Leanne has never been married and she's definitely emotional and sensitive when it comes to being left mm-hmm. behind. So I think for someone like her, she would want to lock that down, you know, that way she has that security. But I can understand her insecurity with that. But there's more. I could see there's something that she wanted to say, but she just didn't. And luckily there's some interruption. With the eyelash, that's what it was, and she got out of it, you know?
Uh-huh, but, the eyelash is what definitely got her out of it.
Well, because obviously there's something wrong with their relationship, right? There's something that's going on wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy. Something is going on in their personal life that she has not divulged to us or... And she's obviously not ready to say it yet. And I don't know if you guys know, like, it's uncomfortable if you have problems in your own relationship, like, talking about it with your friends, like... You feel weak, you know? And so I think that's what it is.
Well, and sometimes, like, in this relationship, I feel like almost nothing was wrong, and I think everything was fine. And I think Leanne, like, pushed Rich to get engaged. But I think, like, and maybe it's just me really wanting this to work out, but, like, I almost think, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, like, why do you have to get married?
Why rush the marriage?
We talked about that, but when she answered the questions, I felt like she... There was something, I almost felt like she didn't want to blame Rich, so she just
blamed it herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
After that, they cut to Deandra, and she said, quote, she said, Rich has backtracked and doesn't want to get married. I don't see that being the case, unless if, again, maybe she's foreshadowing things, but to me, if someone, like a best friend of mine was saying that, like, that we're just not seeing that play out. Leanne never admitted that.
Well,
Rich hasn't backtracked.
We did say in the past couple episodes, like, oh, Leanne made a comment of, like, getting married, and that's when, or, like, at the anniversary party, the fourth anniversary party, when, okay, it's y'all's turn, it's y'all are getting married, and then Rich's eyes just went, or his one eye just, like, went very wide, and then made the comment, I just sharted in my pants.
Yes.
So, I mean,
I don't blame him for that.
If my fiance were to say that, I would be extremely offended. Like, don't come up as so scared about getting married to me if you gave me a ring. Like, you should be so overly excited to marry me that, well, I mean, like, what, like, why? I mean, do y'all think he just proposed to her, gave her a ring to shut her up?
I mean, that's what it's kind of looking like.
She was
like,
unfortunately, that's how it's painted. I don't know.
We don't know the real story.
He doesn't see a guy of his age. What's the rush? Like, I get it. I do. I understand where he's coming from. I don't know. But I don't think DeAndre has any business saying that he backtracked. Because we haven't seen him retract the ring or say, we're not going to do this. They're going to have a conversation next week. Maybe we'll see what happens then. But she shouldn't be saying that. Yeah. No way.
This is definitely a conversation we'll have to continue next week because I feel like a whole lot more things are going to happen with next week. But to let y'all know who won the pageant, it was actually Deandra based on their talent. Mm-hmm. Deandra did a butt darts. Her butt was clinching. Her butt clinch made her clinch the competition, Brandy said. And then while Leanne did a little rap battle, it was interesting. So, I mean, of the two, do y'all think Deandra is the queen of the group? Or who do y'all, in y'all's opinion, who do you think is the queen of the group, Leanne or Deandra?
I was digging the rap battle, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Oh, I like the rap. Yeah.
Sticking a keg cup in your butt and having it fall out is not a talent. I thought that she was going to crush it or something. Like, she didn't. It just fell out.
I just fell out.
Or I thought she was going to, like, you know, throw it somewhere with her butt. That would be talent.
No, Leanne is the queen of the show, period.
Yeah,
like it or not.
I think we all have that mutual understanding.
Yeah.
She's an original.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
So I think it was a little biased. Brandy was, you know, really liking the whole butt quenching, and then Cameron really didn't have the balls to speak up when it came to the inappropriate jokes and gestures. But
just for the hell of it, I'm looking up. I'm going to type in Dallas Housewives on Twitter for a gift just to see who pops up first. I want to know, and I have a feeling it's going to be Leanne.
Yeah, I have a feeling too. But while you do that,
there she goes.
Yeah, it is. Leanne. I mean, Leanne. Like we all agree that Leanne is technically the queen, of
the OG of the
Dallas franchise Housewives. Yeah, we all know that. But for next week, we'll be talking more about the marriage controversy and see how that unfolds. They go to the rodeo. They're actually, I know exactly where they are. They're at the Fort Worth Stockyards. And then they end up going to Billy Bob's, Texas, which I am so excited to see. Those are my old stomping grounds. So I'm excited to see them there.
Cool.
And Fort Worth versus Dallas, if y'all don't know, it's very different. They're very close. Not too close. You know, it's like, for us, it'd be like Santa Monica to the Valley. Like, or no, it might even be longer. But traffic-wise, that's how long it would be. So there's going to be a lot more to unfold next week, which we're excited to talk about.
Yeah.
So where can everyone find y'all on social before next week?
Thank you guys for watching. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
And my podcast is back from a small hiatus. You can check it out. I had on the guys from Watch What Crappens. We talk about a little bit about this Housewives. We go through kind of all the cities in the state up. Check it out. Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast. Give it a search.
I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic. And thanks for joining us in the live chat tonight.
Yep. And I'm Rachel Robillard. And we thoroughly enjoyed talking with y'all. Yes. And give us y'all's thoughts in the comment below. And go ahead and subscribe to AfterBuzz, especially reality, because, you know, we all love reality here on this panel. And again, I'm Rachel Robillard. And y'all can find me on Twitter at @Rach_Robillard. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see y'all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.